91X News.
It's Monday 7 with snow at 4 o'clock. From the Hunan Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Robert Champagne. The paramedic services of Hastings, Quinte, Northumberland, and Peterborough want to simplify their dispatch system. Right now, paramedics in Hastings, Quinte are dispatched through Kingston. Paramedic Chief Doug Soha explains the problem.
So the challenge is that the Kingston Dispatch Center can only see the ambulances that are in their response area. So they can't see ambulances in another dispatching area. So Northumberland and Peterborough County, those paramedic services are dispatched by Lindsay Dispatch. So when a call comes in on the border between the two dispatch centers, because each dispatch center can't see the other ambulances on the other side, each of them have to send a local ambulance to the call.
Soha says the existing dispatch system creates a real problem.
So the real challenge is that when both ambulances are responding, the legislation doesn't allow us to divert to another emergency call. So when they're both committed, at that point, they can't be diverted on another call. If this technology proves to work out and they're able to actually see which ambulance is closer, then they don't have to dispatch that second resource, and now that second resource can be available for local emergency calls.
Next week, Soha is attending a meeting where simplifying the system is on the agenda. Toronto police say they have recovered the remains of at least six people in their investigation into alleged serial killer Bruce MacArthur. Detective Sergeant Hank Idzinga says more charges are expected against MacArthur, who is currently charged with first-degree murder in the presumed deaths of five men. Idzinga says the scope of the investigation is massive and it involves digital digging.
There is an extensive digital investigation going on. We're going through computers, we're going through cell phones, we're going through online applications and different apps. We're preparing warrants and have prepared warrants on different providers. So that's a very huge, very big part of this investigation as well.
Idzinga says they'll also begin digging in the backyard of a midtown Toronto home where they've recovered body parts in large planters. Belleville's Empire Theatre is still attracting big-name music acts while expanding the area's music scene. Dan Taylor has the story.
Seats continue to sell out for Canadian artists such as Kim Mitchell and Serena Ryder, both of whom performed a few months ago. Manager of promotions Andy Forgey has been working at the Empire Theatre since 2003. Forgey says there is an argument to be made that the Empire Theatre is in part responsible for the current music coming out of the area.
Certainly there have been a lot of new musicians and bands and musical artists in the region that have come on the scene since. I think that some of them have been encouraged by this facility. Some of them have been able to perform here, you know, in a opening act situation, you know, where they open up for a larger, more famous band.
Duncan Armstrong, a Quinte West Municipal Councillor who is also a musician, acknowledged the importance of the Empire Theatre's contribution to the local music scene as well.
I think what it's done is it improved our culture because of the acts that they bring in, but it also provides an opportunity for local artists to, you know, get their 15 minutes of fame. One group, for example, Moon Sugar, they played at Rockfest last year with the Sheepdogs and Glorious Sun, so... You know, that's a way they may get discovered, right? So that's a very big positive thing for local musicians. They provide opportunities for them.
The Empire's next concert is tonight, when country music star Gord Bamford performs at 7:30.
Ontario dog sled company says OSPCA misrepresents facts of cruelty case. A dog sledding operation facing allegations of animal cruelty is accusing Ontario's Animal Welfare Agency of misrepresenting the facts of the case as it conducts an investigation. The Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals launched an animal cruelty investigation into Windrift Adventures after a complaint from two people who alleged dogs were being mistreated at the operation in Moonstone, Ontario. Last week, the OSPCA ordered Windrift to improve the well-being of more than 100 dogs by providing insulated shelter, clean water, appropriate food, and veterinary care to the canines. Windrift Adventure says it provides proper care for all its dogs, and that one dog that was seen limping with an apparent wound on a video posted online by two visitors is receiving treatment and is doing well. It says it exceeds the province's animal welfare standards and follows best practices for sled dog care. The OSPCA says three dogs need veterinary care and also noted that Windrift is complying with the orders. The Lower Trent Conservation Authority is looking to expand its border, its boundaries. Vanessa Stark has more.
All land within the municipality of Trent Hills will soon be under the jurisdiction of one of the three conservation authorities in the area. These are the Lower Trent, Crow River, and Otonabee Region. When the borders were originally outlined, a portion of the former township of Seymour, now part of Trent Hills, wasn't covered under any of the conservation authorities. Jim Peters is the director of planning for the municipality of Trent Hills. He says that this will help all citizens have access to the same programming the conservation authorities offer.
Right now, even though when a planning application such as a severance or a rezoning were to take place, it's not under their jurisdiction. If I wanted to go out and have Lower Trent come along to sort of say, you know, where's the flood line on a property or where's the boundary of a wetland or something like that, we can't do that right now.
A meeting to determine if the Lower Trent will expand its boundary will be held on March 6 in Quinte West. Vanessa Stark, QNET News, Belleville.
Ontario's threat of a trade war with the U.S. states that adopt Buy American policies sparked swift criticism Wednesday from the opposition, who called it nothing but a reckless political gambit from the governing Liberals as they fight to stay in power. Premier Kathleen Wynne announced Tuesday night that her cabinet would soon table legislation that would reduce procurement opportunities to states that pass Buy American laws by allowing provincial officials to write regulations targeting individual states. Major new energy projects will have to be assessed and either approved or denied within 2 years under a massive new national assessment bill being introduced in the House of Commons. Environment Minister Catherine McKenna says that will give project developers clarity and certainty around how the assessment process works.
This is going to provide the clarity, the certainty they need. And as we've said, once project reviews are underway, we're going to do it in a more timely fashion. There's going to be strict timelines.
That's QNET News at 91X to 407. Sports is next.
When it rains at night, do you lie awake worrying about your basement? A flooded basement can be a financial disaster, but we can protect you. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. Overland Flood is a new coverage available to homeowners. Whether water comes in through your basement windows, the floor, or the walls, we will build the right coverage for your home. Learn about Overland Flood coverage at Mackey Insurance, 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In sports, Belleville Senator Chris Kelly will lead the Canadian men's hockey team at the Pyeongchang Olympics. The Toronto native and Stanley Cup winner has been named captain of the team. Canada begins its quest against Switzerland for its third straight Olympic men's hockey gold medal. The previous two gold medals were won in Vancouver in 2010 and Sochi, Russia in 2014. Senators forward Alex Burrows has been suspended for 10 games due to an altercation in which he kneed Devils forward Taylor Hall. While pinning his opponent to the ice, Burrows threw punches until he was tied up by the officials before continuing the altercation with two knees to the side of Hall's head. In local sports, the Picton Pirates take on the Campbellford Rebels in Prince Edward County Community Center at 7:30. The Trenton Golden Hawks play against Kingston tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens. In the NHL, there's only four Canadian teams in action tonight. Calgary will be taking on New Jersey, Vancouver faces off against Tampa Bay, and Montreal meets Philadelphia on the ice. The Ottawa Senators are at home tonight, playing against the Nashville Predators at 7:30. Other games in the NHL tonight include the Islanders versus the Sabres, the Avs versus the Blues, the Golden Knights versus the Sharks, the Coyotes versus the Wild, and finally the Stars versus the Blackhawks. After a day of rest in the NBA, the Raptors are set to host the Knicks tonight at 7:30 as the last game of a four-game homestand. The Pyeongchang Olympics continue tonight with the team figure skating event. Patrick Chan will compete in the men's portion while Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford will represent Canada in pairs. The ice dancing and women's short programs go tomorrow. Canada's John Morris and Caitlin Laws improved to a 1-1 in the inaugural Olympic mixed doubles curling competition in Pyeongchang. The pair picked up a hard-fought 6-4 victory over the United States in the evening draw after losing their opener against Norway 9-6 in the morning. There's a controversy over the selection of an athlete to carry the American flag in the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Rita Foley reports for the Associated Press.
The final vote was a tie, so they tossed a coin and Luge veteran Erin Hamlin won, giving her the honor of carrying the stars and stripes in the opening ceremony of her final Olympic Games. Then a tweet posted to the account of speed skater Shani Davis, the loser in that coin toss, called the toss dishonorable and included a reference to Black History Month, raising the question of whether he was suggesting that race played a role in the decision. He's black, she's white. I'm Rita Foley.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, mainly cloudy with a few flurries ending this evening with a low of minus 15. Tomorrow will be cloudy with periods of snow falling, beginning early in the morning, accumulating to around 2 to 4 centimeters and a high of minus 5. At 4:10, it's minus 7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Robert Champagne. QNET News, on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.